Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, if I could bottle up the feeling of sinking into a perfectly cozy bed after a long day, I'd be richer than Elon Musk. But alas, sleep is a fickle beast, isn't it? We all crave those deep, rejuvenating slumber sessions, but sometimes it feels like getting 8 hours of quality shut-eye is about as likely as finding a unicorn in your backyard. But hold on. Before you give up hope and resign yourself to another night of tossing and turning, I'm here to tell you that there are simple, actionable things you can do to dramatically improve your sleep quality. We're not talking about some crazy meditation retreat or sleeping with a weighted blanket, though those can be awesome. These are everyday tweaks, little habits that add up to big results. Alright, let's dive in. First off, ditch the screens an hour before bed. Seriously, the blue light from your phone and laptop messes with your body's natural sleep-wake cycle. It's like telling your brain, hey, it's still party time, when it's actually trying to wind down. Swap the scrolling for a good old-fashioned book, some calming music, or even just staring out the window at the night sky. Number 2. Create a bedtime routine. Think of it like a signal to your body and mind that it's time to chill out. This could be a warm bath, reading a few pages, journaling, or light stretching. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but consistency is key. Next up, let's talk about your sleep environment. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if necessary, use earplugs if noise is an issue, and maybe even a white noise machine to drown out any distracting sounds. Your bedroom should be your sanctuary, a place where you can truly relax and drift off to dreamland. Speaking of temperature, did you know that your body temperature naturally dips as you fall asleep? So, wearing comfortable, breathable clothing to bed is crucial. Think loose pajamas or even just sleeping in the nude do what feels best for you. Ever felt like your mind keeps racing at night? I'm right there with you. Try practicing some relaxation techniques before bed. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation can help calm your nervous system and quiet that inner chatter. There are tons of free apps and guided meditations online if you're looking for guidance. Number 6. Say no to caffeine and alcohol before bed. They might seem like a way to unwind, but they can actually disrupt your sleep cycle later on. Stick to herbal teas or warm milk instead, soothing and sleep-promoting. Now, I know we're all busy, but exercise is crucial for good sleep. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate-intensity exercise most days of the week. Just avoid exercising too close to bedtime, it can actually make it harder to fall asleep. Number 8. Expose yourself to sunlight during the day. This helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. So, get outside for a walk, sit by a window, or even just open your blinds. And finally, listen to your body. If you're tired, go to bed. Don't force yourself to stay up late, prioritize sleep whenever possible. It's one of the most important things you can do for your overall health and well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you've had a long week, and you're feeling absolutely drained. You know you have plans tomorrow, but all you want to do is curl up on the couch and binge-watch your favorite show. But instead, you remember these little tips we talked about today. So, you put away your phone an hour before bed, take a hot bath with some lavender essential oil, slip into comfy pajamas, and journal for a few minutes. As you drift off to sleep, you feel calm, relaxed, and ready to conquer the weekend. That's the power of these simple changes. Remember, every little bit counts. So, start implementing these tips today and see the difference it makes in your sleep quality. Trust me, your body will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. Which tip resonates with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media at NightlyCalm. And if this episode helped you out, be sure to leave a review. It helps other people find their way to better sleep too. Until next time, sweet dreams and good night.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.